On with the news. There is to be no U-turn on the decision to give Anglia Square developer a £2.3 million tax break, and the BBC Sports Personality of the Year is coming up.
Norfolk wheelchair tennis star Alfie Hewitt has been nominated for the BBC Sports Personality of the Year award. The 26-year-old from Cantley has been nominated alongside England goalkeeper Mary Earps and heptathlete Katarina Johnson-Thompson. Earlier this year, Hewitt won his fifth Wimbledon men's wheelchair doubles title alongside Gordon Reid before claiming two crowns at the British Open Wheelchair Championships. In September, Hewitt went head-to-head with Reid at the US Open, claiming his fourth wheelchair singles title with a 6-4, 6-3 win. The title marked Hewitt's eighth Grand Slam singles trophy and fourth at Flushing Meadows, following wins in 2018, 2019 and 2022. The other nominees included retired cricketer Stuart Broad, jockey Frankie Dettori and golfer Rory McIlroy. A Norwich-based orthopaedic surgeon has been shortlisted for an Unsung Hero Award at BBC Sports. Rachel Hutchinson is the co-founder of a rehabilitation centre, Able2B, which aims to improve the function of those living with disabilities. The centre at the Gilchrist Industrial Estate in Tuxwood was founded in 2016 by Rachel and former professional boxer John Thaxton. Able2B works to combine fun with therapeutic elements of sport, using Rachel's knowledge with John's motivational skills. Rachel gives some 50 hours per week to the service, which helps more than 400 clients per week. Her work has included teaching children with cerebral palsy to walk and helping stroke survivors regain independence. The BBC Sports Personality of the Year ceremony is being held in Salford on Tuesday, December the 19th. The high-profile ceremony is being shown live on BBC One from 7 p.m, during which the winner of the Unsung Hero Award will be announced.
A second person has been seen camping in the grounds of a Norfolk hospital in the space of a month. 3 weeks after it was reported, a man had spent more than a week camping in the grounds of Helsdon Hospital, the headquarters of the Norfolk and Suffolk NHS Foundation Trust, it has emerged a second man has been found sleeping rough at the site. Like the first, the man is a former patient of the hospital, although he has not received inpatient care for several years. A staff member who asked not to be named said the man had been sleeping in a tent on the site and also using its chapel. She added that the man is an existing patient of the community mental health team and that hospital staff had been advised on who in the team to contact about his care.
The controversial decision to let the developer behind Anglia Square off from paying a £2.3 million tax will not be reconsidered. Opposition members at the Labour-controlled Norwich City Council tried to demand a rethink of a Community Infrastructure Levy, CIL, exemption for the redevelopment of the eyesore site at a recent scrutiny committee meeting. CIL is a tax on housing developers, with the money going towards facilities like playgrounds, schools, libraries and allotments. The majority of the levy is pooled with South Norfolk and Broadland councils. The developer behind the plans, Western Homes, which will build 1,100 properties on the site, will not have to pay the tax after the meeting dismissed opposition councillors' fears and endorsed the exemption. Opposition councillors raised a series of concerns about whether the Cabinet had followed proper process.
10 years ago, Ian Graham could never have imagined how equipment he fundraised for might go on to save his life. Then, earlier this year, he was diagnosed with prostate cancer. He is now being treated at the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital using brachytherapy. This is a specialist form of radiotherapy which sees a sealed radiation source inserted into or close to the area requiring treatment and will be followed by 4 weeks of daily standard radiotherapy. Mr. Graham is the district governor for the East Anglia Rotary International, and his treatment comes a decade after he was involved in the targeted radiotherapy appeal, the Norfolk and Norwich's hospital's charity's biggest fundraising appeal at the time. The appeal raised a total of £600,000 to create a brachytherapy suite at the Coney Centre at the Norfolk and Norwich, and involved an international partnership between Rotary members in East Anglia and Rotarians across the globe.
Another NR3 alleyway has been given a much-needed makeover as the fight to rid the area of fly-tipping continues. The North City postcode has been described as up and coming after a rise in popularity during recent years, with home prices rocketing and many small businesses moving in. Fly-tipping in the area has also rocketed, though, with some alleyways lost to discarded rubbish and overgrown weeds, but one councillor has been working to make the alleyways usable again in the hope it would discourage antisocial behaviour. This time it was the turn of Heath Road, where an alley has been in a mess for years. City Councillor Alex Catt and the NR3 Greens have been campaigning for Norwich City Council to give the alleyway the clean-up it deserves.